Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us, and this is the first time you've ever been with us, the first time you've heard this show. Well, we're happy to have you with us. This is the show that puts an emphasis on athletes and their Christian faith. And we have with us today a guy who is probably one of the most important players that the Indiana University team has had in the last few years, and maybe one of the least known. His name is Matt Dooley, and he was on the Indiana University football team from 2011 to 2014, and he's the long snapper. Now, you have to admit that some of you out there may not even know what a long snapper is or how important it is, but in a football game, of course, you have the center, and when it's time to kick a field goal or when it's time to kick an extra point, you need a guy that can get the ball back there in a hurry. You need a guy that can get the ball right on the money, and that is Matt Dooley. In fact, when Matt was the long snapper for Indiana University, they had a long streak of not missing any field goals and not missing any extra points. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Matt Dooley was the long snapper. And now he is trying to make it with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is a man that the professionals recognize. And, of course, when you're in the pro game, when you're in the NFL, you look for every single tenet that you can find in a player, and you look for the best at a lot of different positions, and Matt seems to be one of those guys that the Steelers are looking at. And if he gets cut by the Steelers and doesn't make it out of their camp, I'm sure somebody else will probably pick him up. But we had a great time talking to Matt. He comes from Scottsdale Christian Academy in Scottsdale, Arizona. Came to IU, was there from 2011 to 2014, and certainly established himself as one of the best in what he does, and that's getting that ball back for the holder on field goals and extra points. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to Matt Dooley, of formerly of the Indiana University Hoosiers. We'll take a break and be back. You are listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back once again to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and today we've got a specialist with us, Matt Dooley, who is a recent member of the Indiana University football team, and he was there from 2011 to 2014, and he is the long snapper. Matt, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this. That might be the most thankless job on the football team. You are hidden down there on the line, but it's very, 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 very important. Tell me a little bit about what it takes to be a long snapper.
Mental toughness is probably the biggest thing, and you got to be willing to not get any credit for your job. You know, just going day in, day out, and get your reps in, build up your muscle memory, and maintain that. And so every time you snap, it's just you're going off muscle memory, and you really work as a cohesive unit with the holder and kicker, trying to get that operation down.
Is it a lot different from just being a regular center? Could most guys who are regular centers be long snappers?
Well, I mean, my center when I was here, Colin Rarig, who's with the Falcons now, he could long snap pretty good, and Jason Spriggs could as well. But it's very different. They could get it done if there was an emergency, but I don't know about every fourth down kind of operation. It takes a lot of practice, lots of reps.
I heard you call it an art form. Tell me about why you think it's an art form.
Well, just because you got to constantly be able to critique yourself, because no matter what level you're at, there's no snapping coach. And so you kind of have to coach yourself. I went to a snapping coach in Arizona when I was in high school who specialized in instructing guys how to snap. He's sent over 50 guys to college on full rides, and he's got four guys in the NFL now, four out of the 32. So one out of every eight guys in the NFL has been trained by my coach, Ben Bernard, in Arizona. So once you get the form down, it's really up to you to maintain it and to be able to fix your mistakes and kind of notice little your irregularities in your form and just be able to self-correct.
Yeah, and talk about being in the NFL. You're going to have a shot at that yourself, being signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about that a little later on, but you could be one of those guys too. Tell me this. You said you spend hours getting it right. When you come to practice, everybody comes to practice. I know there's specialists. I know a lot of times the kickers are kind of put off in a corner at practice. Where do you go in practice? Do you practice pretty much with the team, or are you one of those guys that the rest of the team says, go over there and do your thing, and we'll call you when we need you?
Yep, that's basically it. The kickers, punters, and snappers all work together. We're not banging our heads every play like the other guys are. And so often it's viewed as like, oh yeah, these guys don't do anything, you know. But when it comes down to it, like, they expect us to have our operation down, and it takes a lot of reps to build that cohesiveness, that chemistry that's required, to whether it's getting perfect laces every time and getting the right op time. When it comes down to a game-winning kick, you know, that's when all that work we put in that's unseen really matters.
Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Now, when I think about it, I watch a game, and I watch a lot of football games. I know quite a bit about football, I think. And when I watch a long snapper, I see a guy bend over the ball and fire it back there, and that's it. But now you talk about – let's talk about the punter first. What are some of the technical things that you have to do to get it right to the punter?
Really, it's the punt snap and the field goal snap are the same thing. Even though you're at 7 yards or eight in the NFL for field goal snap, it's still you're throwing at the same velocity, but you have to throw it the same way every time, regardless. So you got to have that certain release point. Your punter will have a preference. Eric Toth, who's just wrapping up a great career at IU, he preferred the ball anywhere from like the low chest to the knees, where other guys prefer it right on the hip every time, and some guys like it high, face high. So you really just got to adapt and be willing to, you know, submit to the other person, and just to make the operation as smooth as possible, make it as easy for them as possible.
Now, you said velocity, so you've got to have the same speed. You got to that makes a difference. There's things that would come into play there, I would think. Field conditions, wind, all that. But you got to have the same speed going back. The timing's got to be pretty perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah. So there's not so much a mile per hour, like as far as like clocking a snap, but it's the time from the ball. From the ball moving to the time it hits the punter's hands, that's the snap time, and you want that to be 0.75 seconds or less, because the whole operation has to be less than 2 seconds with the whole shield punt formation that we run in college. If it's under that 2 seconds, there's no reason for it to be blocked unless someone misses their block. But if it's 2-1, 2-2, it doesn't matter how well you block it, like that punt still may get blocked. So it's about having that accuracy and velocity and just putting it there every time.
Now, you talked about laces. What do you have to do with the laces to get it back there?
Yeah, laces. That involves me throwing the ball the exact same velocity every time and the holder catching it in the exact same spot every time. So if his hand is 6 inches in front of where he typically catches it, my ball is going to be a quarter turn in. And if it's 6 inches behind where he typically catches it, the ball's going to be a quarter turn out. So it has to be at an exact point. And so we've worked, me and Toth have probably put in over 50,000 reps.
Wow.
Throughout our 4 years. That's probably a conservative estimate. Just from by the time my senior year came around, it was just like a well-oiled machine, you know, because we had that rhythm going, and it was good.
So. Now, yeah, and you were very, very good. You got a number of honors. For instance, I think I counted up, I just counted the last 2 years, I think you made 91 straight extra points. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
I think I had it here that you didn't miss an extra point either in 2013 or 2014. Yeah. And, of course, that's very, very important. It comes down. A lot of people, and I've seen games come down to where it hits the crossbar, hits the upright or something like that just off a hair. And, of course, now one of the big things in the pros, which you would probably have to adapt to, is they move the line back. It used to be so automatic in the pros, it's not automatic anymore.
Right.
So as you get ready to play for the Steelers, how does that affect your job? How does that affect what you do?
Well, the location of this of the kick doesn't really affect anything for me, because it's always going to be 8 yards from me to the holder, where in college it's seven and a half yards. But I've been practicing with 8 yards for 2 years now, just kind of getting prepped, and because it doesn't sound like a lot, half a yard, but like when you look back there, you're like, whoa, it feels a lot further. So getting adapted to it early was really intrinsic to me being comfortable and being able to do it on a consistent basis.
Now, you came to Indiana University. You came from Scottsdale, Arizona, Scottsdale Christian Academy. What brought you to IU?
Well, I actually graduated high school in 2010. So I would have been a class of 2010 player, but I was real young for my grade. I had just turned 17. And so I really wasn't that great of a snapper. And so my snapping coach advised me and my parents to stay in Arizona and go to community college and just knock out two classes, not use any eligibility. I was basically gray shirting myself. That's what it's called. And I trained with him, and really from the time I started snapping the spring before my senior season in high school, four nights a week, 100 balls a night, no days off, didn't matter. We were all snapping in a high school gym. We still snap in that same gym. And it's that's what it takes, you know.
I saw where you were snapping all that time, and just one thing after another, trying to get it down to perfect, down to as perfect as it can possibly be. Almost like a pitcher trying to hit the same spot every time. It's probably very, very similar.
Absolutely.
And you, when you got to Indiana University, you started all 48 games for 4 years. You never missed a game. Now, I'm thinking that when you come in here, and you're a fairly big guy, what's your size? What are you at now?
I'm about I'm a little heavier than I'd like to be. I'm around 260. I'd like to be closer to 250, but it's something that I can get down pretty easy. But I came in college about 6'4", 251.
Yeah. Now, the one thing we don't think about, of course, the technical aspect of getting the ball back, but across the line, you've got some big 300-pounder looking at you, so there has to be something. As soon as you snap the ball, you got to become a pretty good blocker too, right?
Yeah, really, you just got to get big, and that's where my size is coming handy, you know, even if it's not the most fit size. really just getting the ball back there and then getting your head up, because you got two 320-pound D-tackles.
They're coming at
pounding through that A gap, and so you got to sit and get ready to take a blow. So.
Yeah, our guest is Matt Dooley. He's on his way to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's been the recent long snapper for the Indiana University football team. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Matt and about his life in Arizona, and also about his Christian life. So we'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Matt Dooley, who we have just established as pretty much of an artist in what he does, snapping the ball back, being a long snapper, going for the Steelers. In fact, I saw that in 2011, you started all 12 games, and from then on, 11, 12, 13, and 14, you played 48 games. 2011, there were only 11 true freshmen in the country that were doing what you were doing. So I guess in most cases, this is something you have to grow into. Do you think most teams recruit a solid long snapper, or do they recruit somebody and say, we'll develop a guy like this?
A lot of cases. I was very blessed for Coach Wilson and Coach Hagan to extend a scholarship offer to me, because in a lot of cases, thankfully it's become more common for guys to be offered up front, but in a lot of cases, coaches want you to come in as a walk-on and prove yourself. And after you prove yourself, they'll put you on scholarship. Yeah. But there's really no guarantee of that, whether you're going to prove yourself or if they'll put you on scholarship if you do. So I was very fortunate to be in that position where I was offered the scholarship up front, because that's really why I started snapping, was to pay for my school. You know,
yeah.
I knew I couldn't afford, I could hardly afford Arizona State in state. I knew I couldn't afford Indiana out of state. So
yeah,
the education I received here was amazing. And just the doors that this gift that God's given me is, it's just opened so many doors.
Does your family have a history of being a long snapper, or is this really something that you just picked up somewhere along the line?
Yeah, no. I started, my dad's a firefighter, one of the firefighters he works with. His son was a long snapper at Arizona State. And he told my dad when we were I was like a sophomore in high school, he's like, you got to get your boys in the snap in. Like, and we're like, okay, you know. And then finally, junior year rolls around. It's the end of my junior year. And he brought it up again. We're like, yeah, you know what? Let's give it a shot, you know. And I was actually getting ready to quit high school football. I liked basketball a lot better. I wasn't good at either, but I enjoyed basketball more than I did football. And then I started training with Coach Bernard, my brother and I. My brother's a long snapper at University of Texas, El Paso. Mm-hmm. Also received a full scholarship, and he's graduating this year. So it's something that we discovered late, but it's a talent that God's given both of us. And like I said, it's opened a ton of doors.
Yeah, it has, and you did a great job. You were the Special Teams Player of the Year in 2014 for Indiana University. You were first team All-State in Arizona, and so God really has opened some doors. Tell me a little bit about what God means to you. What does Jesus Christ mean to you?
Gosh, it's a daily walk, and no 2 days are alike. You know, that's the biggest thing that I've learned is that you cannot make your as much as you want to be consistent in your faith, it can't become a dull routine thing. You know, you got to have your mind open every day. God, use me today. You know, and you're going to use me in a different way than you used me yesterday. And you may use me in a way that's really uncomfortable for me. You know, it's not going to be fun, but we're not called to a fun, easy life. You know, we're called to a life of discipleship. And I mean, that's something that, especially, I've been reading Bonhoeffer recently. Mm-hmm. And not only his biography, but The Cost of Discipleship. And that's something he talks about. You know, it's like we've been called, and you know, we've been chosen by God to be in the position that we're in. And it's like, how are you going to do it? How are you going to approach it? How are you going to attack it every day?
When did Christ first come into your life?
I grew up in a Christian family, great parents, and real supportive environment. And I really think I made my faith my own in high school, on a mission trip to Salt Lake City, ministering to the LDS community up there.
Oh.
And that was really, I experienced God in a way that I hadn't before that trip. And so that's probably where, you know, that was like, wow, like this. I've been learning all this stuff, but the head knowledge turned into heart knowledge, you know, on that trip.
How, when you got here to Indiana University, it's very challenging. You're on a secular university where there's a lot of temptations going on. You're with a number of players. You're probably with 100 players of all stripes, some who are probably, well, I would imagine, strong believers like yourself, some who are big-time partiers. How was your role as a Christian? How was that? How did that come into play on the football team?
Really, I look to scripture, you know, and you look at how Jesus interacted with the quote sinners. You know, he didn't hang out with the religious people, you know, and that ticked the religious people off, you know. And granted, you want to put yourself in good situations and make sure you're surrounded by a solid core group of guys. You know, me, I had guys like Nick Stoner and Mark Murphy, Ryan Phillips, Chandler Watson, like my core group of guys who would always hold me accountable. But that didn't change us. You know, you got to go and interact with your teammates, and not just at the team Bible study. You know, you got to go and meet them where they are. And I've had the, you know, it's been a huge blessing that two of my teammates that I live with have come to Christ since graduation. You know, and I just get chills thinking about it. It's like, you know, it's not all about, yeah, you want to go to church. Yeah, you want to read your Bible, but you want to meet these guys where they're at and just love them. You know, love them like Jesus did, because that's the most important thing. And they see the difference. You know, you can be there and not be partaking in everything they're partaking in. And they notice that. They're like, wow, what's up with this guy? Like, he's having a great time and he's not drunk. You know, and that kind of catches people's eyes. And I mean, even looking back, like, there were times where I look back, I'm like, man, you know, I was really pharisaical there, you know. Yeah. I was real prideful, you know. I wish I would have interacted with this guy and been more personable. And But it's definitely been a learning experience, and definitely allowed me to, when I come back to Bloomington, pour into the younger guys still.
Yeah. Matt Dooley, when you look back on your career at Indiana University, I know there's a couple of games where you had a couple of tackles. I'm not sure how that happened. I guess you got down the field.
By the grace of God.
Purdue, Michigan State, you got a couple of tackles. But when you look back on your career at Michigan, at Indiana University, what's a moment that stands out for you?
Gosh. I'd say winning the bucket back-to-back.
Against Purdue.
Yeah, against Purdue. Those were just great, and really all the times that I've, like, all the stuff that's like behind the scenes that no one sees, you know, traveling for these away games and even the home games, you know, you're in the hotel room and you really get a chance to bond, because I would share a room with another specialist or and it really allows you to get to know the guys well, and whether you're playing jokes on each other or whatever. We had a little thing with the specialist called Kicking It with the Specialist, which was a weekly newsletter where we invited two like regular football players, position players, to come sit with us, you know. And that's something Mitch Ewald started before I even got here, our kicker.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like a privilege for other position players to come and kick it with the specialist at the pregame meal, you know.
That's great. Tell me, Matt, we got to wrap up our interview here, and it's been great spending time with you. What's a favorite verse, if you have one? I'm kind of catching you off guard there a little bit, but do you have a favorite verse in mind that you think about once in a while?
I think it's 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. It says, like, outwardly we're being wasted away, but inwardly we're being renewed day by day. Mm-hmm. And it's just that whole concept of, you know, this past year has been rough. As far as getting my hopes up and like, oh, I might be signed by Pittsburgh out of minicamp, and then that ended up not happening, and I moved back to Arizona and then moved back to Indiana. There's a lot of change. Got engaged. I didn't have a job. You know, God ended up blessing me with a great opportunity working for Stryker Medical Manufacturing Company. And really, it's just shown that God's faithfulness throughout all circumstances. You know, there's times where I doubt. I'm like, God, why is this happening? And then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, I get signed. You know, less than a year after graduation, it's like, why did I worry? But I'll forget that in 6 months. You know, and there'll be a trial, and I'll be like, God, why? Where are you? And I'll get through it and look back and be like, why did I worry? Why, you know, it's just that cycle.
That's the way we think. I think sometimes. 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. We'll clarify that one. But thanks for doing that. Matt, thanks. Good luck with the Steelers.
Yeah, definitely.
And hope you have a great career and a great life after that. And just appreciate your being on with us today on Face to Face.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Matt Dooley, hopefully the future long snapper of the Pittsburgh Steelers and also a member of the Indiana University football team, the great career he had here. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time as we had a chance to talk with Matt Dooley. And we certainly enjoyed that, certainly enjoyed the fact that he wanted to be a part of that. It's he made 91, there were 91 straight extra points made when Matt was the long snapper. And field goals during his career, they were 23 of 33. And as we said during the interview, 48 straight games, came in as a freshman. There aren't many people to do that, come in as a true freshman, and played in 48 straight games. Unfortunately, the Hoosiers did not get to a bowl game, so he just was in every single game that the Hoosiers played during the time that he was there in Bloomington, and that's quite a feat. Well, we want to let you know that we have a website. And if you don't already know about our website, perhaps you have listened and or are listening to this on our website. But in case you don't, we are at facetofaceradio.com. And we hope that you'll check it out, because we've not only got this particular interview up there, but we got some of the previous interviews that we've had, a number of them, quite honestly. And you can kind of scroll down through there and find your favorite athlete or find a story that you like and click on and listen while you're doing any number of things. Maybe you're sitting at home in front of the computer, or maybe you're out walking the dog, or whatever you're doing, just to plug in and make sure you take a listen. And also, we want to let you know about our upcoming golf tourney, the face-to-face, the 18th annual face-to-face golf tourney will happen on June the 14th, Otter Creek Golf Course in Columbus, Indiana. And we hope you'll be a part of that because it is very special. And we hope that you will want to come out, play some golf. You get all kinds of prizes. You get lunch, you get dinner, you get door prizes, you get tee prizes. I know we give away shirts, we give away balls, tees, and then you have a chance to win dinners and just a lot of other things. We hope that you'll come out and be a part of that. We also want to take this moment to say thanks and say goodbye to one of the people that has helped make face-to-face go over the last 25 years, and that'd be our friend Bill Aiken. Bill was an early one of the top three or four people that I sat down with back in 1990 at a hotel down in Nashville, and we figured out a way in which we could have this unique show of interviewing Christian athletes and getting their voices on the air. And Bill was very much of a supporter. He was very much of an encourager. He had a long time history of being with Youth for Christ. He was a youth minister for over 60 years, and Bill just recently passed away, and we will miss him, but we know that he is in the arms of Jesus, and the angels were certainly rejoicing when he entered the gates of heaven. So we want to say goodbye, and thank you, Bill Aiken, for what you did for face-to-face and for the kingdom. Well, as we close it out today, we want to take you to a verse, a two-word verse from 1 Corinthians 5:17. Just a command for us, pray continually. We hope you'll do that. We hope that you will pray for face-to-face. We hope that you will check out our website, and if need be, you will make a donation. We'd be happy to have that. But again, pray continually, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. Or call Face to Face Ministries at 812-376-3000. Or toll free at 1-800-479-0952. You can also find us on the web at face2faceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.